Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden. All natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery, Wild Bird Shop, and they're helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. Eden Design, sustainable landscape design and outdoor architecture, edendesignonline.com. And Juge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck. That don't think it's over. It's just getting going for a lot of us because it's cool enough we actually want to be out there. But I want to go back to dahlias for a minute. So in Mystic or Stonington, it's hard to ever tell where it is. There's a place called Ender's Island, and it's the Ender's Island Retreat Center. And it is, there are probably at least 200 or more different kinds of dahlias in full bloom in their display gardens right now that the volunteers take care of. It is so spectacular, and it is so filled with monarch butterflies.
Oh, and my goodness.
So if you, because you don't think of dahlias as being monarch butterfly food, but they love the singles. So if you grow dahlias, try growing some of the open-faced singles along with them, because those are the ones. But if you are looking for a day trip during the week, because I don't know, Mystic can get kind of crowded, but it's going to be after Labor Day, so you don't have to worry. And they go till probably, I'd say, if you can get there before the third week in September, you're good to go. Ender's Island.
Wow, that's great. I'm writing this down. Sounds amazing.
I have never, ever, I haven't seen anything like it, you know, and it's right on the bay. That's on a little Narragansett Bay, so it's technically kind of on the ocean.
Yeah.
It's on Long Island Sound, and so it's beautiful to look at, and the dahlias are so happy, and the volunteers are so good, and they're all marked.
Oh my gosh.
So,
wow, that's done so well.
Yeah, so if you take a photograph of a dahlia you like, you can also take a photograph of the dahlia you like next to its name thing, which is not way down on the ground, but is way up top where the flowers are. It is, I don't know. I have to say,
amazing.
It's just a really great way to, even if you don't grow them, if you just want to see them, it's
yeah.
cool. And there's so much cool stuff to do in Mystic. So,
a beautiful area. I haven't been there in a while, but
yeah.
Definitely time to go back, check out the dahlias.
Check out the dahlias. It's the moment. I'm sitting here looking at my two vases of giant dahlias, and I'm, you know, it makes me very, very, very happy.
They're such happy flowers. They really are. They can't help but evoke that. I love it.
I know. I was talking to another dahlia grower. We're just like, it's worth the torture. You get to this point, and it's worth those 5 months where they were in the basement, and you didn't know if you were going to have anything or not, you know? And oh my gosh, there you are. And somebody in my town, you know how you have like little gardens in the medians?
Yes.
Put dahlias in the medians. And they're doing really well, and they're really beautiful. There's two places where there's like lots of them, not just, there's maybe 10 giant plants of dahlias, and they're for everybody to see. It's just, yeah. They're the
Great.
peonies of late summer.
There you go. Absolutely.
So, and boy, there's so many other things blooming right now. Buddleias are just going crazy. If you're talking about monarchs.
Oh my goodness. And the Tithonia, the Mexican sunflowers. Those are just, this is their time. And yeah, the monarchs and the butterflies are loving those, and all the celosias and amaranth, those seem to be in full tilt boogie right now too, which is so fun.
And you know, when you say celosias and amaranths, those are things that actually do pretty well in pots. And
Absolutely, yes.
if you have a deck or a patio and you want to see butterflies and hummingbirds, put these things in your pots and just sit back and see what happens.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all the salvias that also you kind of wait on, a lot of those don't really do anything all summer and you're watching them and waiting them, but I've learned to be patient and I've learned to fertilize them heavily. And now all of a sudden they're all exploding like Wendy's Wish and all that, the fashion line. And I don't know, there's all sorts of them, but they're just such amazing plants for all the pollinators right now and just blooming away. They hold up so well to the heat, it's great.
And they do really well in pots. I mean, there's perennial salvias and there's annual salvias. And yeah, now is, I think, I use what is it called? Happy Frog. Do you know Happy Frog?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I think
So
that
I
comes
use,
from Fox Farm.
yeah, Fox Farm Happy Frog because I like it, it's a granule and I can just put a couple teaspoons in my pots with my dahlias and then water it in.
Oh, nice.
And but all annuals, like all those salvias that you planted and the Agastaches.
Yes.
I mean they were
Gosh.
quiet. My Agastaches were really quiet for a while because I keep them deadheaded, but
Yeah.
now they're going crazy again. So feeding those things is like critical. And feeding dahlias, you'll get so many more dahlias if you feed them.
Definitely. Yeah, all that stuff. It really responds well to a good slow release fertilizer meant for flowering plants. Do
Yeah,
it
you want
throughout the
the
season.
middle number is the big number for bloom
That's
right now.
right.
So
That's right.
look
Yeah,
at the
flowering and
container and
budding.
just find that middle number is the biggest. So
That's right. Yes.
I just,
And just keep applying it, and it makes a world of difference,
yeah.
And then if something is really, right now, a lot of the pots on my porch, I do have a lot of salvias. They're doing great. I love it. I can watch the hummingbirds through my front window. But there's some stuff that's looking a little lame. And so I just, pop that stuff out and find what's looking hot in the garden centers right now. That's going to be what's appropriate for this time of year. And just give them a little rejuvenation, a little zhuzhing up. And you can do that with fresh coleus or some new grasses. We've got all sorts of celosia in bloom and the little bidens, which are a fun little filler and spiller. And they're in great colors like yellows and oranges and reds. So all those kind of colors you start gravitating towards this time of year. But anyways, there's all sorts of options. Pretty soon the pansies are coming in and marigolds and stuff like that. And just, freshen up what you have. You don't even have to change everything typically. It's just popping in a few new freshies, and it makes such a difference.
Yeah, and you know, there's you are some of the best pots I've ever seen are fall pots that you've done
Oh, my goodness.
with the tall, dark grasses.
Yes.
What are
Okay.
those things?
So that would be Penicetum rubrum. And then sometimes we get vertigo in. That's another type of Penicetum. These aren't winter hardy here, but they work great in pots. And they're dramatic. The Penicetum rubrum is like a nice, deep plum colored. The vertigo is practically black blades and a little bit thicker. Those just bring some really fun drama into the container, and they go with any and every color. So
Yeah, and they have height.
They have great height. They get some plumes on them. They're
Yeah.
really fun.
And, like coleus, if your coleus pot is looking a little shabby, put one of those in and cut your coleus way back.
Right,
Because
right.
it'll just keep, like, I mean, yeah, I've always been a big fan of coleus, probably always will. But, they do look a little eh. So, cut them back, be good. We're going to take a quick break. Judy Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck. We both encourage you, if you're listening on Sunday, get over to the Dutchess County Fair. Wow, good eating, good seeing, good learning. It's all good. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants they grow or the plants they sell. They're in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, ndbgonline.com. We're taking a quick break and we will be right back.